Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising production and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with us is Ethan Ellinger. Ethan is a student. He's a senior at Valley West High School in West Des Moines. And he's not necessarily your ordinary senior. He has started a business there, and it is called Elevate Media. We're going to find out more about that and what in the world he's doing. And our thanks to Calista Gould for putting us together, by the way.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
That's quite all right. So, Ethan, tell me about this. You're a senior. What got you involved in the idea of putting together a business as a senior in high school?
Yeah, so when I was about 10 years old, I got an RC helicopter for Christmas, and I flew that around the house for about a month before I crashed it into the wall.
Yeah.
And that's when the fascination with RC stuff came into play.
Okay, define RC.
Remote controlled. Right. Yes. And then about a year ago, I became interested in more of the filmmaking stuff, and someone that I follow named Casey Neistat, who's a filmmaker, he uses drones a lot in his filmmaking. So about 8 months ago, I decided that I'd buy my first drone. And since then, I've taken up a lot of opportunities in the community with my school. And it's just been great. And once I went into my mom's elementary school, I did a project.
Your mother teach?
Yeah, she's a teacher.
Very nice.
Yes. And once I did that, the principal offered me a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card as my first payment. So I got that, and I was like, hey, I could maybe make a business out of this. So that's what I did.
And for people who aren't aware, getting a license to fly a drone aerially, commercially, is no small feat. I know we've done that at our agency, and it took some time to get that done.
Yes. I had to take an online class and pass a test from the FAA, and had to go out to the Ankeny Regional Airport to take that test, and I passed, and now I'm a commercial UAS unmanned aircraft system pilot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, one of the things that was really concerning to many of us in this aerial photography utilizing drones is the fact that there were a lot of, regulations put on commercial pilots or commercial utilization, but there's absolutely almost zero if you get a drone for Christmas, for crying out loud, mm-hmm. at $99,
yeah,
and you go out there and fly it.
Yes. You're not supposed to do that sort of stuff, but the regulations are not super tight at the moment, so I think currently with the surge in interest in drones, there's a lot of policy that's coming out soon.
I would hope so, you know, because there's specific rules to this, correct?
Correct.
Why don't you share some of those rules that, as a commercial pilot for a drone, that you need to be aware of?
Yeah, as a commercial pilot, we need to adhere to the airspace laws, just like any pilot of an actual plane. Also, you can't fly at night. There's different rules you need to know about who has the right of way in the air and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you can't be above 400 feet, if I understand that correctly. And there's all kinds of little intricacies.
There really is, yes.
And you have to in sight. Has to be in sight.
Yeah, you have to have a visual observer. So if you yourself, if you need to look down at your iPad to see what the drone sees, you need to have someone there that keeps an eye on the actual thing in the air.
Yeah, and these are all recommendations and requirements that are incumbent upon those of us who have a commercial license to fly drones and take photos and then resell those photos. And again, what is troubling, I think, to us and perhaps even to you, is that we have to fly through all these hoops, so to speak, And you know, our concern as a commercial aviator, as a commercial photographer, video photographer, is it's our business on the line if we screw up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, little Jimmy Joe out there, if he crashes into a whatever, big deal, you know. What
yes.
are you going to do? Yeah, I understand. His name is Ethan, and he is with Elevate Media. He's a high school student from Valley West High School. So how are things going? You've been busy?
Yes. Just recently, I finished up a project that's going to go on the video board for before football games at my high school next year.
Yeah.
And I think the district is going to buy that from me, which will be awesome. And things are going to ramp up this spring with stuff with outdoor events and businesses.
So what kinds of utilization is there for aerial photography like this?
Sort of the sort of things that I'm looking into are golf courses, aerial tours, races, pre-race, doing a tour of the route so that people can look on perhaps the Des Moines Marathon website and see what the route looks like, actual from the air, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I would imagine, you know, wouldn't it be kind of cool to do the Solheim Cup or something like that out at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club? And,
yes.
You know, some other things. That,
event coverage.
Yeah, event coverage. Wouldn't that be?
Very neat.
Real estate has been utilizing drones quite a bit. Realtors have been getting aerial photography of houses and farms, and agriculture is also a big utilization point. Would that be correct?
That is correct. So in real estate, it's a lot of times contractors that can come in and work with the real estate agency and do those houses for them and sell them the footage. And then in agriculture, there's a lot of times where you can do inspections for the farmers and stuff, and that's really helpful for them to see crops that are not just on the outskirts of their farm but in the middle.
Yeah, and some of the footage is pretty dramatic. What are you using for cameras?
Well, the drone that I have is pre-installed with a camera.
Got it. It's got a gimbal on it?
It does, yeah, a gimbal, and it's a 4K definition.
Right. And is what we're just doing shop talk there. I'm sorry. A gimbal stabilizes the image.
Right.
And 4K is the size of the images, correct?
Yes, very high definition.
And you can do a lot of things with that. Are you using Adobe Photoshop, or what are you using for your software?
Yes, exactly. I use Adobe Photoshop for photo editing and Adobe Premiere Pro for video editing.
Yeah. So when you got into this, Ethan, here you are. You're a high school senior. How long did it take you to put all this together?
Well, the business side I put together in about 2 months with help from people at school, business people that I know, and my parents.
Nice.
And then the just gaining my skills in drone flying, that probably took about 3 months until I felt like I was capable and sufficient.
Yeah, and what do you think you've got in this as far as capital? Because, you know,
as far as potential?
Yeah, Adobe's not cheap. The drones aren't cheap.
Investment, probably about $2,000 on my end. Mm. It's kind of a lot for a high school kid who's planning to go to college, but it's a worthwhile investment for me.
So is this something that you think you can take along for the ride, or is this what are you going to do when you go to school?
Yeah, I'm planning to major in business, but a minor in video production would
very
be
nice.
Very attractive for me.
Yeah, and you could maybe utilize it wherever you go.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't spend all the time in class. You got to get out there and be creative at the same time.
Right.
His name is Ethan Ellinger Ellinger.
Ellinger.
I had it right the first time.
Yes,
Ellinger.
You did.
And the company, of course, is called Elevate Media, something that he created as a high school senior. What do your folks think?
They are very proud of it, and they I had to remind them today that I had a radio interview, but I'm sure they're very proud of me, and they'll be listening right now.
Very nice. Any brothers or sisters?
A younger sister.
Yeah. Yep. What's she doing?
She is just a high school sophomore. Yeah.
She borrowing money from you?
Hopefully not. Not while I'm working anyways.
Well, congratulations. Entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well out of Valley West High School. And it's really good to hear that you had some help from your school at the same time, from the business side of that, so that you could get this done and done right.
Yes, lots of support.
Excellent. Good stuff. Thanks, Ethan, for coming
Thank
in
you.
And talking about this. And we will, if you missed any of this, we will have it up on the podcast. Of course, you can find that on iTunes as well as Podbean and on our daily radio blog. We will have links to all of this, along with photographs of this handsome young man. On his way to which school, by the way, do you think? You've heard back from Iowa.
Yes. Waiting on scholarship decisions from Iowa. And then my top three choices are probably Iowa, Michigan and USC.
Michigan, go blue, man.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Yeah. Ann Arbor is a great place to go.
What I've heard, yes.
Yeah, it is a wonderful place to go. Absolutely. It's changed a lot since I was there, but it is a wonderful place to head out to. Thanks so very much for doing this.
Thank you very much as well. Right. Thank you.
Again, our thanks to Calista Gould, who is the etiquette chieftain here in the greater Des Moines metro, for hooking Ethan and I up. She was at his class and was talking about business and business etiquette, and gosh, she heard about this and said, you'd be perfect for Michael Libby's show on Inside on Business, and I'm glad she did that. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, we've got to clear on out of here. It is nigh on to 6 o'clock, and that's about the time that Tyler Hackenmiller says, you know, we got to go because we got other things to do tonight. We are listening to him. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the news hour, Shane Goodman was in for the first half hour talking about the Business Journal. Ethan Ellinger was in talking about his business called Elevate Media. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the news hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. And the music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted especially for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. Thanks so much for everybody, all the crew that puts all of this together each and every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 5:05. And God willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow at 5:05 on AM 940 and FM 104.5, the Conversation Station. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.